Don Lemon's Commentary, every Tuesday and Thursday, brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, inspired by the past, influenced by the present, driven towards the future. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala, find new roads from our New York studios. Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. How's y'all's diet doing?
I'm good.
We're doing good.
I'm good.
Doing good, man.
Good.
You good?
Got on a suit right now, and I'm not hungry.
Yeah.
And you're not hungry.
Not hungry.
I finished my 21 days yesterday.
And
good, good, good.
Good.
How many pounds?
23 pounds.
23 pounds in 21 days.
Good for you. Great. That is
awesome. Congratulations, Don.
That is fantastic.
Thank you. And now I need to go. I think that we need to go on a mental diet at the same time as we go on a diet for our weight. You know, the saying that people hear what they want to hear certainly applies to my last week. Last week, I talked about parental responsibility, inspired by the tragic death of a 2-year-old boy whose biological father was football star Adrian Peterson, at least for the last 2 months Peterson knew about it. It's a sad story all the way around, and the more we learn, the sadder it gets. Sad because the child is dead due to bad decisions on the part of a number of adults in his life. Sad because we continue to make excuses for the bad behavior of those adults, including his own mother and father. It's sad because some people think there is an imaginary time period to be held before we tell the truth about how these adults failed this baby. A 2-year-old is still a baby to me. Sad because just by talking about it, by bringing awareness to the people who failed this baby, it exposes the wounds and defenses of many who are listening who may be absent or uninvolved parents. Sad because it's too personal for some people to hear. It hits too close to home. It hurts. Sad that by exposing those individual and collective wounds, rather than becoming introspective, many choose to lash out, to attack the messenger, not the problem. Life coach Tony Robbins has a very profound quote that reads, "Free yourself from the disease of making others wrong, and you'll free yourself from the disease of making yourself wrong." If you follow Robbins' quote, you'll have a lot more energy to create solutions instead of creating problems for you and for others. And I want this message to stick with you, so I'm going to keep it very simple here. By thinking about something or someone critically does not mean that one is being negative, nor insensitive, nor judgmental. It simply means that you are using your intelligence, taking their or your experience and coming to a critical or logical conclusion, or sometimes a logical answer. It can mean that you are evolving past groupthink, where everyone thinks the same thing and thinks others in their group should think the same thing. It means you are opening the door and your mind to diversity of thought. People who are and who have been discriminated against, especially minorities and women, should welcome, encourage, even insist on diversity of thought. Not everyone thinks like you. Diversity of thought led some white people to see the light when it came to slavery, Jim Crow, and voting rights. Minorities must insist on diversity of thought because it is true freedom and the one main reason that we even have freedom now. Therefore, we cannot set imaginary timelines and rules on when it's proper to seek solutions for preventing children from dying because of negligent adults, negligent parents. Adrian Peterson sought no such imaginary grace period himself. He kept right on playing football. Some of the same loud voices who proclaimed some sort of imaginary grace period for Adrian Peterson to mourn a child he didn't know are some of the same voices who immediately yelled the loudest that we must do something about guns and violence as soon as tragedies like Newtown or Aurora happened. They sought no grace period when 20 children were gunned down. So whether we like it or not, uncomfortable or not, we must take responsibility for our own stuff. Otherwise, we are just as responsible when the next child is lost. Mm.
You got a lot of reaction to last week's commentary, I see.
I certainly did, Tom.
You had to talk about it this week.
I had to talk about it this week, and it's the truth is the truth, man, and I'm not going to stop.